USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is pressing Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a comprehensive foreign aid package to the floor for voting.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. They're shooting at us, in addition to the fact that our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo. And our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package earmarked for military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, House Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that the aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Republicans questioning Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents after his time as vice president.
We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. The chief of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas, Daniel Rodriguez, who has faced challenges, is set to resign, leaving his position in April. The city has not disclosed the reasons behind his decision to step down. Rodriguez happened to be on vacation in Phoenix when a tragic incident unfolded at the town's elementary school, resulting in the death of 19 students and two teachers at the hand of an armed gunman. Inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country illegally. Initially scheduled to take effect Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Brian Butler spoke to CNN detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane. On the same day, Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. Butler has already given his testimony to federal prosecutors in the documents case.
A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using, following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. The director emphasized the negative impact of cannabis use on the adolescent brain and stressed the importance of educating teens about the associated risks. The renowned Big Bear bald eagles, observed daily by tens of thousands via webcam, may not see the arrival of three eaglets this year. The environmental team monitoring the webcam suggests it's unlikely that Jackie and Shadow's three eggs will hatch, citing uncertainties about environmental factors like temperatures, humidity, and oxygen levels. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.